Shalom, Warren. Shalom, Rabbi Yosef. I'm running a bit late. I should be able to start in like 5 minutes. Okay. I apologize. Just
No
let me know
problem.
if you heard me.
Yeah, I heard. Thank you, Rob.
Warren, you can hear me? Yosef.
Yeah, loud and clear, Rob.
Morning, everybody. So sorry about the delay. To refresh on how I get in because the traffic is becoming worse than it was. Okay, we're in Perek Beis. It starts on Reish Lamed Ches, but we're holding on Reish Mem. Whoa. Let's just do that. Okay. Okay, it's been quite a while. Let's go back and ask the question that started this perek. In the last perek, we saw the two mahalchim of Kiddush Hashem in the world, the mahalach of Yitzchok, which is the Jews, Makar Hashem Shemayim, through the Mesiras Nefesh that he makes. He lives his life al pi the Ratzon Hashem. He's mevatel his Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem. Then there's the Yid who's mesemel through the ayil. Vasvach bekarnov. He's caught up. He's entangled in the negative side, and he, the umasoilam essentially, are the ones that through their causing him the yisurim. So he dies as kiddush Hashem. At the end of the day, they're both mekar Hashem Shemayim. We spoke a bit about Bechira there, and there was the sugya. On the back of that, we asked the Kasha, but we see there's plenty of the Yitzchaks, those that walk the Yitzchak path, that also have Yisurim and also Das Kiddush Hashem and also are shechted by the Goyim. So what's going on here? So we started explaining this sugya. The chapter is called Tzadik V'Ra Lo, Rosh V'Tov Lo. The Gemara itself, the Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, there's an old question. There's not a new question. We said it requires a lot of work, a lot of deep thought to deal with this subject. We said really can't understand it, but we have to understand what we can understand, what Chazal was megaleh to us, what Chazal teaches us that we have to learn. So he said like this, maybe we'll just run through this quickly here before we get to what we need to discuss. What we need to discuss is a difficult subject. We know that there's a Boiro Ilo. Yeah. We know there's a Boiro Maniglo Ilo. That if you don't have that, if you don't know that, at least intellectually, then you're way in the classes too advanced for you. Let's go back to basics. Everybody knows that there's a Boiro who's Maniglo Ilo, who's also and it can't be any other way. So the same way as a building or a pen or a book testifies to its creator, the world testifies to the fact that there's a creator. We understand that. But together with that, we see that there's things that we don't understand. The Kodesh Baruch Hu conducts himself in ways that is just like we just don't get it. We don't understand. So that we understand that we don't understand. But not just us on our low level doesn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech also couldn't understand it. In other words, this is not something I can't understand because there's something wrong with me. And if I would just develop myself a little bit more, I'd push more weights in the gym and I'd get more, I'd stretch my brain a bit, I would understand this. No, because you're never going to get higher than Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is never going to get more than Moshe Rabbeinu, and he can't understand it. That means it's built into the Bria. It's built into the Metziut that you can't understand this. And that's the sugya of Ech Yitochen, Tzadik V'ra Lo, Rosh V'Tov Lo, etc., etc. Okay, that's how Chazal explained when he says, Hodiyani nois drochecha, please show me your ways. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you can't understand this. David HaMelech, we saw in Perek Ein Gimel, David HaMelech is also discussing this, Ish Baloida Och Silio Yomin Ezois, Bif Ruach Rishoim Kama Isev, You see that the Rosh Hashanah getting raised up and raised up, and why you don't know what's going on. Nachinami, that's David HaMelech's kasha. There's many, many problems there, but it's not a problem that if you would just get cleverer or you'd become more knowledgeable, you would understand the problem. You can't understand it. That's the Metzias here. The Metzias is you can't understand it. That's the understanding. But what was given to us to understand, we'll understand. But ultimately, you can't understand this. Okay. So that's a bit of what we did. And now we, after 3 days of Purim, you need a bit of a refresher course, you know. So maybe now we can go a bit weiter. Okay. So now I'm at Reish Mem, which is where we got up to. Rabbeinu Shiruch HaKodesh Mofim Bebeis Midrash HaGilu Lani Es Tchilas Metziusa Shel Olamayinu Agashmi. The rabbis, particularly the Mekubalim, this is the whole beginning of any sugya of Kabbalah, starts with this sugya, that the beginning of the Bria Hagashmi, Kiyume Briyose, Nas Voifen Shel Heder, starts with a matzif of Heder, of lack, of removal, of space. Kloima, Mehusoyla Miya Loma Shel Or Hashem, Ein Sofi. You have a thing called Ein Sof, you have a thing called Or Ein Sof, you have a thing called infinite. And that infinite has to make space for something that's going to be created in a finite world. In order to have something finite in an infinite, you have to have space for that. As long as there's just the Or Ein Sof, there's no room for anything else, because Or Ein Sof means infinite, oneness. In order for you and me to exist and the rest of the being to exist, that has to be hidden. That's Olam, Huma Loshen Helam. The word Olam is from to heart. That's what the world is. V'kosh Bochum B'chachmosa El Yoyin Arotze Libro Olam B'matara L'Golet Is Midas Toive V'rachmanose. V'kosh Bochum, in his infinite mercy and rachamim, and his chokhma, wanted to create the world in order to reveal, in order to give, in order to reveal this midah of his. You can only give to somebody if he's lacking something. You can't give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's not lacking anything. So then how are you going to become a giver? How are you going to be able to receive anything if you're not lacking anything? How would you be able to give tzedakah if there was no one in the world that needed tzedakah? So Kodesh Baruch Hu creates people in the world that are lacking. Boyer nefoshes rabbeis v'chesrei nom. Koloid metzias or Hashem nintas b'kol mako. As long as the Or Hashem, as long as this Or Ein Sof, whatever you want to call it, Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Ein efshirut lehamtziusam shal nivreim chesorim b'lti shleimim. Then there's no space, there's no room, there's no possibility of something being created which is lacking. She can use Barach Sholem, but call Mini Shlemus, Vaino Chosadova. Hashem is completely Sholem. He's not lacking anything. So, Kolzman, you're attached to that. Kolzman, you're part of that. So, you're also not lacking anything. So, but Akosh Boch has to create a world where there's going to be people that are lacking. So, how does he do that? Lechain, therefore, the Materali Bro Oilam, Shimotsubo Bruim Chosorea Tova. In order to create the world that you have creatures that are lacking, now, this is a deep sugi in Kabbalah. You want to go learn Kabbalah, go learn Kabbalah. We're not learning Kabbalah yet. I don't know anything about it. But I'm just telling you, there's many kashas here. There's books, many books being written on this sugya. And it's not a subject now, but we have to try and understand what we can understand. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his light, b'miktsas, whatever that means. I don't know what the Shia miktsas is, but he hides himself. Now you have a metziut of lack. Don't ask me how the infinite can create a metzius of lack, because then it's not infinite, because now there's a gap. Hashem doesn't change. This you have to get 100% clear, that before the Bria, after the Bria, in Hashem nothing changed. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. That's the words you have to hear. You have to hear the words. The words themselves are important. They also do things to your neshama. It's like a vitamin pill, you know. You don't chew it, you don't taste it, you swallow it, and it does what it has to do. The same way, you have to just swallow this. So this infinite Or Ein Sof hides some of its light, and in that space where there's what we call Hashem is called Hamakom. Yeah, you go through all the Avodah Zarahs all over the world, you'll never find a God that's called the space, the place. But that's where we exist. We exist in Hamakom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. There the root is planted where you can create creatures that are lacking. That metzias of lack that hides the Or Hashem, he doesn't go away. He can't go anywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah, but he hides himself, whatever that means. Into that space where Hashem removes himself and hides himself, there he's Megale himself. In a degree where Hashem's here, but he doesn't overwhelm us with that light so that we cease to exist. On the one hand, it's like a stereo. You have to just live with this contradiction. On the one hand, you have a situation, a reality, where you have creatures that are lacking. On the other side, but at the same time, they can be mashlin themselves by attaching, by connecting to dealing with, mit askim with, this light of Hashem. Now, those are the words. How you understand that? How you understand that there's a thing where the Or Hashem is hidden, but there's enough of a revelation of it so you can still attach yourself to it. The Lamai says that's through the mitzvahs. If you want to know how you do that, well, that's through the mitzvahs. There is no other way. There's a thing called 613. That's how you connect to that. But that's not our subject now. Dafka through the masach, the mask that separates between Hashem and the Bria, then you need that mask, because you need that filter. It's actually a whole system of filters and not just one filter. It's a system of different filters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world that filters out his light and allows the Bria to exist. And that's revealed. In other words, it's hard to say the words, but what's hiding Hashem is what's revealing Hashem. If you know how to look at it properly and how to connect to it properly. That's the understanding one has to deal with. Yeah. Okay. So Kedali Shboris is a nam shil inyan ze la masreta ha makrina tmunot. You want to use a very good marshal. I've heard big people using this marshal to try and just chop a little bit, to try and just crack open a little bit the ears. Is the marshal of a movie, the way a movie plays on the wall. You know, not today. Today it plays on some little digital thing. I'm talking about in the good old days where you had a film and you had a light behind the film that shone something onto the wall. Kol oid a film einu mysterious or hapanas loroi meuma milvador. You know, in the old camera, I don't know, the projectors, I don't know if you had these things, you know, those old 16 millimeter or 8 millimeter projector things, you know, whatever, used to go down and used to rent, it used to come in four big metal tins, the film, and this big machine, you know, and they used to put it up and then shine it on the wall and made a terrible noise. There's like grrr sound going in your head while you're watching the whole movies. Remember, I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember this. So Baruch, what are you nodding your head for? You were born in the digital era. Beside it, anyway. So, but the marshal is like this. You have a light, and the light's shining on the wall. Kolzman, you don't have a film. All you have on the wall is a bright light, nachon? What allows the picture to shine on the wall is the film, which is a havdalah that separates between the light and the thing that the light's being shone onto. That's what makes the picture. Lumazos kasher film mistirim chelek min ha'or. When the film hides part of the light, it can't hide all the light. Then you just have a black thing on the wall. It's got to hide the light according to a certain permutation. Then you can see images. Whatever's on the film, you see now projected onto the wall, on the screen. Hiding the light by the film is what gives rise to the fact that you now have pictures on the wall. If you hide the light, you think that that would hide any option of having pictures. No, it's dafka the hiding of the light that creates the movie. Ha'ilam ukein film. This world is like a film. Ha'mysterium esa or Hashem, that hides the light of Hashem. Kach noitzim dimiyos anoshim v'vrin kivish anoroim b'einenu b'briyosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this world hides the light through the system of filters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together, which is like the nimshal of what the film is, you see images. You see you and me, you see tables, chairs, trees. It's hiding Hashem. The world is hiding Hashem so that these things can now come into the world. If you know how to look at it properly, if you know how to understand it properly, then you'll understand the source of it. Okay, so that's just an interlude to some of the background of the basic essence of how the world's created. The world is created through creating a lack of the light. And it's dafka, the lack of the light, which gives rise to the Bria being created. Ultimately, this world is just some kind of a fantasy. It's not a total fantasy because, I'm not going back into that. We saw that a little bit in the Nefesh HaChaim before. We spoke about this a little bit, about there's a reality here that if you start thinking that this world is just a fantasy, like the film on the screen, you know, on the movie on the wall is just fantasy, it's dimyonis, it's nothing real. If you start thinking that this world is like that, then you're in a lot of trouble. And then the Nefesh HaChaim brings in Shah Gimel there. Then you could say Shema Yisrael in the bathroom then, because it's all just fantasy, there's nothing real anymore. Why are you high for killing somebody? You didn't kill anything, you just it's all dimyon, it's all imagination. No, this world's real for the purposes of this world being real. So don't make that mistake. But the bottom line is that the world was created by Hashem hiding his light and then allowing the light to filter back slowly, or not slowly, but to filter back according to his ultimate chokhmah through these filters we call the spheres, and the way you permutate those different filters, you get different images down here in this world. Okay. So well, what's this got to do with us? This is very nice. So that's a lovely, nice mystical journey. And now we all mukavolim, and now we all understand Maisa Breishis. And in three chapters, yeah, we understood mamash. We've got Maisa Breishis pet. We all big mumchim in Kabbalah and in Maisa Breishis. Now, what's it got to do with us? We're trying to understand Tzadik V'toiv, Tzadik V'ralo, yeah? So Nimtzani Lamdim Ki Miyad B'tchilas HaBriya Nikva HaYosod Ki Ein Metzir Shel Gilu Toive B'lo Sh'yigdem Loheda. Right at the beginning of the Briya, you have this principle, this foundation implanted into the nature of the Bria, that you don't get any gilu of toiv in the world unless it's prefaced by a lack, by something being taken away. That's the metzius of the Bria. Kachu sheresh ha-Bria, that's the root of the Bria, mitchilosei v'kachi metzius ha-Bria b'kol rega. That's the way the Bria started, and that's how it continues every moment. That pattern is entrenched into the very fiber of the Bria. Ikrin zemit bate b'kol ha-tchumim, and this reflects itself and expresses itself in every area. Ein metzia shel tzmiches ilon, bli rikvon mukdam shel azera ha-matzmiach es ha-ilon. You will never get a tree growing out of a seed without the seed first disintegrating, rotting, and becoming nothing. There's no other way. It doesn't work any other way. Kamo ken hayom harishon shel habria matchil b'vayi erev. The day, the first day, the day starts with vayi erev. It starts with night. V'hed ra'o. V'rak acha kach nema v'yi boike. Only afterwards do you have light. You first have a removal of the light, then you have the boke sprouting from that darkness. You can't have the day before the night. You have the night before the day. First darkness, then light. This is the same reality of a person in all his aspects. All the koiches a person has that need to be expressed and brought out and actualized only comes through heder, through lack. Persons ever been, you should never know such a thing, but persons in a very terrifying, frightening situation, yeah, and you suddenly realize you have koichas that you never thought you had before. Yeah, you see an old man walking down the street with his walker, you know, he can barely walk, and suddenly a pit bull terrier starts running after him. The man starts running. Then you do this. The person starts running. You can jump over a wall even. You get that pachad into you, whatever, suddenly you get koichuses megalit to you that you never thought you had before. What caused those koichuses to be revealed? Was a negative situation. You find solutions to problems only when your mum is pushed against the wall, you know, the back against the wall. You see that there happening as well. It's dafka, this reality of lack, of negativity, that reveals what's hidden in the nefesh, the inner recesses of an neshama. That's what brings it from actuality to reality. Dafka, the lack. We've been seeing in Shabbos Malchosa. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is les la megami klum. How is Malchus that which brings from koyach to poil? Is dafka because it has nothing. Dafka because it doesn't exist. How does David HaMelech, who's Malchus, he's king, he's Mashiach, how does he megala kodesh baruch in the world? By not doing nothing, by doing everything, but he's not in the picture. Dafka because he's less lemigami klumi, has nothing of his own. When he does what he does, you don't see him, you see Hashem. Lacha Hagdama Zu. Okay, after this Hagdama, so now everybody should be completely confused and like wishing that they hadn't switched on their Zoom this morning. Lacha Hagdama Zu b'yecholteinu litoim ma'at. Now we can taste a little bit, abyssal. Ulahavin es hatshuva oides hayisurim v'tafkidom. Now we can start grappling and understanding a little bit of what is the nature and the purpose of Yisurim. We'll say this in one breath and then we'll thresh this, we'll unpackage it. The goal of Yisurim is to create this space of lack. It's to create the space, the clearing in the forest where a person can reveal himself. Kolzman, life's just going the way you want it, and everything's just zoreming, and everything's just going the way you want, and it's perfect, and everything's fine. Then who needs me? Who needs you? As long as everything's just going and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and everything's fine, and there are no problems, you never ever get to reveal your talent and your abilities. Because you don't need to, because everything's just going fine. When there's a problem down in the business or in the factory, then you have to get out there and you have to go work and solve it. So you megala your koichas. Rak be'emtzut haheder, only dafka through this reality of lack, v'hagasa yisurim, and the arrival of yisurim, mitgalim koichas nafshe shel adam bevoikim achutza. That's when the inner power, the inner koichas, the inner talents that a person has, that's when those are revealed and they come outside. The inner person, you have them, but they're not being revealed. So persons get squeezed, and then those koichuses reveal themselves and come out, and that's how a person builds himself. Okay, so this is big. This is not a small subject. All right, 1 second. This is not a small subject. It's obviously, as we said right in the beginning, this is the scratching on the scratch of the top of the iceberg of the surface. Well, it's a beginning to understand some of the nature of Yisurim and what its purpose is and how to relate to those aspects of Yisurim. It's not going to answer all the questions because it can't. We said right in the beginning, even Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand this. So we for sure not going to understand, but what we can understand, we have to understand what we've understood up to now, is that the world was created. What does it mean that a Kodesh Baruch created the world like that? It means that's the way the world is. Every cell, every submolecular particle in the world has that program, that feature imprinted into it. That nothing gets revealed without there first being a lack. It can't, because that's how Kodesh Baruch created the world. And everything contains everything. Okay. Tomorrow we'll pick this up and we'll work this and we'll see how to apply this to many, many different practical areas. Of all, yeah, that's the That's the Yesod Mamash in a nutshell. I mean, we just dealt with the world's biggest question and problem that you could fill libraries and libraries with, that, you know, dealt with something. We just did it in like about 3/4 of a page. So obviously you have to take this and you have to develop it and build it and look at it in yourself. You can see this. There's nobody here in this room who hasn't had suffering, and there's nobody who hasn't grown and developed and even looked back sometimes and seen that the suffering and the bad was actually the best thing that happened to him. Everybody's had those experiences. Yeah, when you're in the midst of it, you don't see it. When the midst of it is just like all dark and you know, you wish whatever. But when you look back sometimes, you realize that the bad times were actually good times. And it was because that so-called bad thing happened, which enabled you to go to the next step. We've all experienced that. So that's the world deal. That's the subject we're dealing with. And we'll Netz Hashem with the plot. We'll take it further. Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. So have a good Voch. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav Shah.